Psalm 116 is our new psalm of the month for the month of May. Just by way of introduction, I want to remind you that Psalms 113 through 118 are psalms that were used especially during the days of Israel in association with the celebration of the Passover. Because of that, there are certain aspects of this psalm especially that will have deep meaning as you see them associated with how God delivered Israel from their captivity and from Egypt. So listen as I read Psalm 116. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. O Lord, I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and He saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. This is a psalm that is titled by many Bibles a thanksgiving for deliverance from death. It is associated especially with the Old Testament ordinance of the celebration of Passover. I want you to think about the deliverance of Passover that God brought to the nation of Israel. He delivered them out of their slavery and death. Because of that, the Passover stands as something of a type that points forward to the deliverance of God's people from their sin. It points forward especially to Jesus Christ and our deliverance that we have in Him. So as we meditate on that deliverance this morning and through this month, I want you to think about the Passover and your deliverance by Jesus Christ. I'll help you to understand this psalm and to apply it into your life. I'll draw your attention to two special details. Details of affliction and of deliverance. The psalm was written after the Passover, obviously, and sometime after that because it mentions Jerusalem and the courts of God's church. We think that it's probably written by David and probably written during a time that describes some terrible trial, even a life-threatening trial that he faced. Maybe even a dark night of the soul, as it is sometimes called. He says that the cords of death surrounded me. The pains of Sheol, or the pains of the grave, took hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. So what did David do in the midst of that affliction? In the psalm he says that he believed, and therefore he prayed. Look at verse 10. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. He prayed that God would deliver his body and soul from death. Think of that in the context of the Passover now. In the context of the Passover, the children of Israel cried out to God. They were under the heavy hand of slavery from Egypt. And I've always found it interesting that God didn't just immediately deliver Israel. He could have, but instead God brought a series of 10 plagues on Egypt, finally warning them that he was going to send his angel of death throughout that region, throughout the land of Egypt. He warned them that the children of Israel should mark their doors with the blood of the Lamb. What did Israel do? In their affliction, they believed. They cried out to God, and they acted in faith, trusting in the way of deliverance that God provided. And the Lord, through that affliction, was strengthening their faith. God does that to you as well. Sometimes he doesn't deliver immediately, but in that process of his dealings with you, he strengthens your faith so that in affliction, you can look to Jesus Christ. You can remember that he has delivered your soul from death, and you can have hope for his walking with you through affliction. But then secondly, David describes the deliverance that he did receive. In this case, God did deliver David, as he did the Israelites from their captivity in Egypt. So David remembers that. He remembers the history of the Passover. And he draws attention to it by describing it in words that are connected with the Passover. He says that he would lift salvation's cup, a cup that is associated with the celebration of the Passover. It's descriptive of the cups of sorrow, the bitter herbs that were mixed with their celebration of the Passover. But David remembers the deliverance. The Lord is gracious and righteous. He is merciful. He preserved me when I was brought low. He delivered my soul from death. And that moves him to want to respond to the Lord. And he responds in two ways. He responds in worship. When David says, "I'll lift that cup of salvation," he goes on to say, "I'll pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people." Since God has been merciful to him, David is moved to worship God and very pointedly to worship him publicly. He wanted to go to the place of God's worship, to be with God's people, and to celebrate with them the way God had delivered. It's very significant for us to gather together and to worship God for the deliverance we have. Secondly, David offers himself, "O Lord, truly I am your servant." He offers himself in an act of spiritual worship, confessing that he belongs to God alone. This is reminiscent of the Passover as well. As God led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, he brought them to Mount Sinai, where he said, "I am your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, since you belong to me, have no other gods. Do not take my name in vain," and so on and so forth. We offer ourselves to God in appreciation for what he has done. In closing, let me draw your attention to Jesus. There's much more to say about this psalm, but I want to remind you that Jesus and his disciples probably sang this psalm on the very night that Jesus was betrayed. They were celebrating the Passover. They would have sung these psalms that have to do with the Passover. Jesus would go through the greatest affliction of all, wouldn't he? He would suffer the wrath of God for our sins. But he would do so recognizing that God was in the midst of that affliction, that God would never forsake him. And so he could sing about the quiet rest that he could have, even while his soul was troubled even unto death. And he would sing, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. He knew the price that was to be paid so that the saints of God would be delivered. He would lay down His life so that you and I might live. Talk about precious in the sight of God. And then finally, God did deliver Jesus too. He delivered Him from the power of death through the resurrection. He loosed the cords of death and delivered His body and soul from the grave. So we can sing, as this psalm does say, "Oh, how I love the Lord." How fervently, how strongly I love the Lord, because He has heard my voice and cries. While I live, I will call on Him who bowed His ears to me. Let's sing that together. Psalm 116a is the first section of that that describes the affliction that David faced and his confidence in the Lord. We'll sing Psalm 116a. Please stand to praise God.